International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 4. Day 2. Outline. Roman number 2. The Christ revealed in Acts is in ascension. Capital A. Whereas resurrection is a matter of life, Christ's ascension is a matter of position, and position is a matter of authority. Capital B. The Lord's ascension was his initiation into his living and ministry in the heavens. This initiation brought him into a new realm, that is, into the heavens where he now has his living and is ministering there. Capital C. The Lord's ascension brought him into a new stage, the stage of a resurrected man living in the heavens as the center of God's administration. Number 1. This resurrected one is now sitting in the heavens to execute God's administration. Number 2. The resurrected Christ ascended to the heavens to be exalted by God and to be given the kingship, the lordship, and the headship over all things. Capital D. The ascended Christ has also obtained the throne, the glory, and all the authority in the universe. Capital E. The ascended Christ is the Lord of all to possess all. Number 1. The Lordship of Christ is one of the most important aspects of what he has obtained in his ascension. Number 2. Since the Lordship of Christ was fully established in his ascension, we, the members of his body, need to realize this heavenly fact. Capital F. The ascended Christ is God's anointed to carry out God's commission to work out the spreading of the gospel and the building up of the church. This is the end of today's outline.